Let's get started here. First of all, let me go through the cards because these are very special people, and I do at least want to say thank you. What's that? I can't hear you over there. Thank you, Drea. That's excellent. See, you kind of fooled me. Hey, Ryan, why are you sitting over there and no one's prayed me in? I mean, I thought we had an agreement. If you're here and it's Wednesday, no matter rather what kind of nice shirt you have on or not, you still have to come up. It's a nice shirt. I like the tie.
Do you like the combo?
I don't like the combo, but I love the tie and I love the shirt separately.
Are you saying I've sinned? I've missed the mark with my tie and my shirt combo?
No, you haven't missed the mark. No. No. You got both of them are very nice.
Thank you, sir.
That is a very nice tie.
And I like this ensemble that you
have. Thank you. Yes. All right, let's pray us in.
You know, my partner who watches us now, he says, every time I come up here, I better have a tie on because when I stand next to you, if I don't have a tie on, it looks like I'm going to a barbecue.
Oh, man.
So, you know.
Does he know you're from Iowa?
Well, you know,
okay.
My family is.
Okay. Pray us in. I like both of them.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. First, the Lord gave me a scripture as I was coming over here. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally, brethren, we urge and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave to you through the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. We come before you because you paid the price for our sins, so we surrender our life and our will to you now. Lord, you told us to study to show ourselves approved. So, Father, I pray that you would draw us near to you so that we may study your word with clarity, with purpose, and with joy in our hearts. Father God, I ask you to speak through Pastor Sandy tonight. Lord, anoint this message with your Holy Spirit. Father, help us to know who you are. Help us to know what you did for us and what you would have us to do with our lives. Lord, let us lay down our lives like you laid down yours for us. I pray, God, that we would be found worthy to escape all the things that will soon come to pass. That you would look at us and you would see the faith that you're looking for. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we commit the rest of this time to you. Be here now. Be with our families, our loved ones, those who are watching. Send forth your Holy Spirit to them. May they see and hear that which you would have them to see and hear. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am going to just grab my glasses. And Pastor Ben, did you get all that, your good stuff from Hawaii? Drea?
Yes, sir.
You want to come forward and thank our friends in Hawaii for all of this very cool stuff? They only put their last name, and you know I don't know how to pronounce their last name. It's like, what's the last name? What's Sean and Dominique's last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
We call them Sean and Dominique Hawaii.
Kaduka.
Kaduka. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, tell them I said thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Absolutely fabulous. I can't wait to pass it all out on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
I didn't bring the other portion tonight so I could do it on Sunday the right way.
Yeah.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's absolutely beautiful. We love it. And I can't wait to share it.
All right. Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Drea. I'm getting to watch the baby grow up because me and Cheyenne are on Facebook. Now, I want to thank people for these cards before we move on. And first one I want to thank is Yeni, because she sent me a card, and she's been very consistent on sending me a card every month, and I'm really thankful for it. God bless you. I've been looking for more music, but from her husband, but I think he does it on Instagram, and so I'm not as much on Instagram as Facebook. And then I got a card from Scott Duncan, and I can't read it right now because we have a lot of Bible study to go, but Scott, thank you. I will read that card, that letter, when I get home, or I'll read it tomorrow before Bible class. And then we have from Florida, Clearwater, Florida. Cupid, huh? What is, oh, Leo Martinez. And it says, please, Christine. Oh, okay, this is Christine. And spoken word in prayer. I'm pleased to also to thank you. Thanks. And send them a package to like I received today. Okay, we'll get that done, Christine. But thank you very much. Christine is really cool. I thought she was a Hebrew Israelite at first. And then she was like, no, I'm just a little white girl. Because he was having a lot of Hebrew questions. And Hebrew Israelites are black, so you'd have to understand. Now, I have this other card. Why am I trying to read all these cards without my glasses? Pastor Ben, you should have caught me on that. You're slipping.
I know.
You're slipping. Okay. And this is from, John and Linda put their phone number. I am going to call you. I've been trying to get to talk to you guys for the longest, and they finally put their phone number. And I'll read the letter later on tonight, and maybe some of it tomorrow, if you don't mind. But thank you for sending me your phone number, because I've been wanting to talk to you, especially about one little subject. Okay, happy blessed birthday. Oh, this is from the Hawaii family. That's my birthday card. Happy. Okay. And then this is from Deborah Otterburn. And I think she makes her own cards. Isn't that kind of cool? Wow. I'm hoping this card finds everyone gone. Cloud party. I think we're in a cloud party very soon. And thank you, Deborah Otterburn. I'm going to read these cards tomorrow. And there is a bag here from, it's on here, it says from Quincy, Michigan, but I think it's from Arizona.
The bag may have come from Michigan.
Maybe. It said Arizona. I'll find it tomorrow because it had a letter in there and I took it out and I don't know where it is. Okay, praise the Lord. Tonight's message is first part of tonight's message is dedicated to Yaakov Ramzel. And who knows who Yaakov Ramzel is? Huh?
He's a rabbi.
Yes, I don't know if he was a rabbi or not, but he certainly should have been. And his wife, it looks like her name is Yafeh, which means beautiful in Hebrew. And so anyway, this is a book that he wrote, and it's called Yeshua. This was the first book he wrote. And then he wrote this other book called His Name is Jesus. Now, he was the first one to start doing this, Bible codes. Now, Bible codes are equal distant letters that exist in the Bible, okay? And I should have brought Jacquaw's example tonight. But Bible codes are equal distant letters, and they have... So you can find your name, like if your name is every three, it's in a book, but every third word spells your name. So every third letter spells your name. So you skip three letters, then you get your first letter. You skip three letters, then you get your second letter. Skip three letters, then you get your fourth letter. And then your name is in the book like that, but only if someone knows that they have to skip three letters, and then they'll get your whole name. That's what a Bible code is, okay? And Bible codes are throughout the whole Bible. And Yaakov Ramzo, he used to do it by hand. So you could count like every 10 letters will spell Jesus. And then in like in the book of Isaiah, and he found out all of these codes by doing them by hand, counting them letter by letter by letter before there was a computer, okay? And so he found all of these wonderful codes in the Bible, especially like in the book of Isaiah in chapter 53. And when you read Isaiah chapter 53, you never are going to read the name of Jesus while reading the book of Isaiah. But you know who it's talking about if you're a Christian. If you're a Jewish person and you read Isaiah 53, you say, oh, it's talking about David, or you'll think of something else. But if you're a Christian, you say, wait a minute, Isaiah 53 is about Jesus, but it doesn't say his name, so every Jew, most Jews deny it. As a matter of fact, Isaiah 53 is called the Parak Asur, which means the forbidden chapter, because the rabbis allow you to read the whole Tanakh, but you can't read Isaiah 53. It's not allowed, right? So, but if you read Isaiah 53, Yaakov Ramzo found that like every 20th letter counting forward spells Yeshua is my name. Yeshua is my name. And so Jesus' name is in the book of Isaiah in chapter 53, but it's on letter skip sequences, okay? But you can, as you're reading through it, and you go every 10 letters or every seventh letter, it'll say, Yeshua is my name. Now, if you do it backwards, it'll say Yeshua Shai, which it says Jesus the gift, okay? So, but all these codes and stuff are in the Bible, and he would show them to rabbis, and the rabbis would go, I don't want to hear it, you know, because they don't really want to hear the fact that God already thought about Jesus before the New Testament came, because, you know, that's what they're denying. They're denying Jesus Christ. But all of these Bible codes are in the Bible, okay? Now, we're going to talk about that first. And then the Lord wanted me to show you something, because I mentioned something on Sunday concerning a music video and a Nephilim massacre that took place in 2015. And I mentioned it, and someone said, could you send it to me? And I said, well, yeah, I'll send it to you. But to explain it, to so you can see how it was so set up, like it was the murder of 130 people, but it was so set up, that happened in Paris. It was so set up by the Illuminati or whoever these people are, and you just look at it and you go, wow. It was like right in everyone's face, except no one saw it unless you were actually looking at what they were doing. But I'm going to show it to you tonight, so you can see, because God wants you to know that there is a spiritual battle against human beings. Amen. And I keep trying to tell people there are Nephilim beings on this planet who look like you, look human. They have human jobs. They walk with you. The most of them are your actors and teachers and politicians. And we consider them to be human, but we don't understand that they're Nephilim. So they're never for you. You understand?
Right.
Hopefully when you look at this tonight, it'll clear up the fact that we have a definite enemy, you know, because I had mentioned on Sunday, like, how could you possibly know that two planes are going to fly into a building and that thousands of people are going to be murdered and it not bother you at all? And you can go on television and just talk as normal, because the murder of human beings is not something that makes them sad, and it's something that gives them joy. You understand?
Amen.
And so we need to know and understand the restrainer is on the earth holding back a lot of stuff that they really want to do. You understand?
Yeah.
So you have to make sure and understand. So the first part of this Bible study is to show you that Jesus is real, okay? The second part is to show you that your enemy is real.
Yeah.
And then the third part, which we'll probably won't get to till tomorrow, is to show you that God's plan is real, and the rapture is real, and the 7-year tribulation that's about to happen is real, okay? Now, we know that, and maybe you don't know, that Nancy Pelosi went to China, right? Or to Taiwan, okay? And when China is telling them, don't go, we don't want you here encouraging Taiwan to be independent because we're gonna take over Taiwan. They consider Taiwan just part of China. And eventually they know they're gonna take over Taiwan. Well, for America to go there is kind of saying, we're gonna protect you and we stand with you for your sovereignty. And China's told them, don't do it. So she flew there. And knowing that this was going to call. And now, since she flew there, China's really upset. So they're doing a military setup all around Taiwan right now. They've got all kind of military ships and flying and planes that are around Taiwan right now. So, and it's all because Nancy Pelosi decided, I'm going to go. And if the United States is your friend, just ask Ukraine how much protection you're gonna have, because that is not a good friend to have right now. Okay, so we're gonna look at this, and I'm going to ask for you to look in the book of Isaiah chapter 53. Let's go there right now. I'm gonna put these books away and thank Yaakov Ramzel for this. Now, very interesting story with the Bible codes, but we will look at this. Okay. If when you get to Isaiah chapter 53, say amen, and I will get there as well. Okay. Now, Isaiah 53, or Parak Asur, the forbidden chapter. If you're Jewish, you should not be reading that chapter, because we don't want you to start believing in Jesus. So, that's what they call it. And it says here, let's go to chapter 8. Let's go all the way down to chapter 8. We've all read this, and I want us to see where these codes are, okay? Verse 53, verse 8, okay? And it says, by oppression and judgment he was taken away. And who can speak of his descendants? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and the rich in his death. Though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Verse 10, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and to cause him to suffer, though the Lord make his life a guilt offering, he will see the offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hands. Excuse me. So we're talking about Jesus Christ in verse 8 through 10. Now, on your notes on page 1, you'll see that every 26th letter and they're going backwards from verse 10 up to verse 8, every 20th letter spells Yeshua Smai. Yeshua is my name. And I have it there with the letters in red, so you could even count the letters yourself as you're going backwards. And you can see that in Isaiah chapter 53, from verse 10 back up to verse 8, You have the name Yeshua Sma. Jesus is my name, is in the book of Isaiah. Okay? Now, let me read a little bit more of Isaiah. Let's go to the beginning of this. It says, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? I have the water here. Okay. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of a dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected. A man of sorrow, familiar with suffering, like one whom men hide their faces. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities, that means our sicknesses, and carried our sorrows. Amen. Do you understand that? Sure. That means he died not just for your sicknesses, but for the emotional sorrow in your life, because you need healing from all of this, right? surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Okay, so all of this is talking about Jesus Christ. Let me make sure that, go to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1 through 8. Here is God announcing Jesus Christ. He says, here is my servant, talking about Jesus, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, Jesus, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and smoldering wick he will not snuff out. That's very deep what he just said, and I hope you guys get that. A bruised reed he will not break. You know what that means? That means that he understands the pain that you're going through to grow in Christ. And he's not going to discourage you and break you, but he's there to build you up. You understand? Yeah. So we have to know and understand that Jesus was not here to preach, if you don't get it right, you're going to hell. He came to teach, to treat the bruised reed with tenderness and to guide it with kindness to salvation. You understand? Yeah. So as we're looking at this, he says, he will shout, he will not shout or cry or raise his voice in the street. I can see a lot about that. A bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness, he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. Yeah. In his law, the islands will put their hope. That's a bad translation, but I'll go with it. This is what God, the Lord, says. He who created the heavens and stretch them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness.
I will take hold of you, of your hand, and I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles. You hear that? To open, he says, to open eyes that are blind and to free captives from prison and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I'm looking to see how far I'm supposed to read that. And it says, I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another. Okay? So in that chapter, in that verse right there, and I thought I brought all of them, but I didn't. In that verse right there, Jesus is my name is written all through it. Now, you never hear him say Jesus. You just hear what he's going to do, okay? But in Yaakov Ramzel's book, he shows you the encoded name of Yeshua as you're going at. Every eighth letter is spelling Yeshua is my name. Yeshua is my name. So in the scripture, God is making sure from Genesis all the way, this doesn't just start in Isaiah. He starts putting Jesus' name in every book, encoded every fifth letter here, every 10th letter here, every 20th letter here. Okay, so let's go to another chapter. Let's go to Psalms chapter 22, okay? We should be familiar with Psalms chapter 22. Okay. Let's see. Let's start in verse 1. Let's start in verse 1. And then this is what it says, okay? Psalms 22. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Or Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, okay? You guys know what that is from the New Testament, right? My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, and I am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our fathers put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried out to you and you saved. In you they trust and were not disappointed. Let me see, where's this at? So that would be 1 through 6. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men, despised by the people. Okay, so now in those first six chapters in Psalms 22, you have Mashiach, okay? So every 45th letter is going to spell Mashiach, which is what? Christ, okay? So this is my thing. Now if you go back to page 1, if you look at here from verse 13 to 17, it has the word Yeshua every 26 letters. So every 26 letters from those verses, you have encoded the name Yeshua. Okay? So all of that is there. Go to page 2. And then, matter of fact, go to page 3. Now watch this. You see all of this stuff right here? Jesus, Yeshua, Nazarene. Look, it says Jesus is encoded throughout the Old Testament. Nazarene is all in Isaiah chapter 53. Passover, all through Isaiah 53. Messiah, all through Isaiah 53. Herod is encoded in Isaiah 53. Galilee is encoded in Isaiah 53. Caiaphas, the high priest, is encoded in Isaiah 53. The disciples and Mary is encoded in Isaiah 53. Then also in Isaiah 53 is eight of the apostles, Peter, John, Andrew, Thomas, James, Simon, and Thaddeus, and Matthew are all encoded in Isaiah 53. Now, all of these people are in the New Testament. None of them even exist yet. You understand? When Isaiah is written, none of these people that are encoded in the book of Isaiah have even been born yet. Definitely not the mother of Jesus, because Jesus hasn't been born yet. But in the codes, you have all of these names, including the name of Jesus' mother, Mary, is encoded in the book of Isaiah. So when we're talking about God's plan, when did he plan Jesus? Before the foundation of the earth. When did he give him the name Yeshua? Before the foundation of the earth. What does Yeshua mean? It means he will save. He will save. Jesus will save his people. You understand? And then we just read, not only is he going to save his people, he's going to extend his hand out to the Gentile nations as well. So Jesus came, he dies on the cross, he resurrects. They see him and walk with him for 40 days. He ascends into heaven. Thousands upon thousands, millions upon billions of people testify even today how Jesus has changed their life. And yet here we are in the world, and God wrote a book, and he's trying to tell you what his whole plan is. God's whole plan was not just for Jesus to come and die on the cross for you. That was not the end of the plan. When Abraham had a son named Isaac, and then a servant named Eleazar, you had Eleazar representing the Holy Spirit, Isaac representing Jesus, and Abraham representing God, and Abraham's going to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac carries the wood on the way to being sacrificed. But he doesn't get sacrificed on the third day. He's given back to his father. And then later, Eleazar, who's representing the Holy Spirit, is told to go and find a bride for Isaac. And he goes and he finds a bride and he brings the bride back. So that story doesn't end until the Holy Spirit brings the bride back to Christ. So God told you the story first so that you don't think that you're born again just to be born again and be a good Christian. God has a plan for the church. And that is, the Holy Spirit is in the world for one purpose. Go and find my son a bride and bring him back. Okay? Now, we could go through a lot about Jesus Christ and about everything that has happened, about all the prophecies that have been fulfilled. But one thing that God realized this morning, he says, people don't realize that they have an enemy. Okay? You guys don't realize that, even though we've read it, that Nephilim are in the world, we've read that they are here for what? To cause trouble, pain, anguish among men. They are the demon spirits of fallen angels, and they found a way to have them in human bodies. And Daniel chapter 2 verse 42 says, in the last day they will mingle amongst the seeds of men, meaning that they will find a way to be able to be amongst us and to live amongst us, and we think that they are human. The only way that you know that they're not human is because of their speech and their behavior. And we watch their speech and we watch their behavior, and we still don't think we have an enemy that's living amongst us. Okay? So, since I mentioned this on Sunday, now I want to show it. So go to chapter 4, and we're going to get, page 4, and we're going to get started. Now, there is a rap artist by the name of Missy Elliott, okay? Either she sold out to Satan or she's a complete Nephilim herself, okay? And we're gonna look at this. Okay, this says here, it says, keep trying to do it. Okay, it says, rapper releases Paris Massacre music video one day before it happens. Exposed, okay? So she releases a music video that shows what the Illuminati is going to do as far as a massacre. They released the video on the 12th, and then on the 13th, it happens. This isn't the first time this has happened. I brought it up before because Lil Wayne did a music video, and while everybody was, all the crowd was in the audience watching the premiere of Batman, you saw in the audience 12 skeletons. And you're like, what kind of video is this? It's got 12 skeletons sitting in a movie theater. Soon as the movie released, right after he released the video, the Batman movie releases, and a guy goes in there and kills 12 people in the middle of the theater. But Lil Wayne had done a video saying that this was going to happen, and it released the day before. And then it happened in Denver, in Aurora, and in the movie Batman, on top of the building, it says Aurora, and gives the name of the city and where it happened. So it's like, this is not the first time this event has happened. They do this all the time. The guy who used to work for the banking system says they call them sacrifices. Like 9/11 was a sacrifice. You've got to know and understand this, because see, a lot of us still got hope that the world's going to change and everything's going to get better. And the Bible's like, no, it's not. The Bible is like, it's not going to change. I got to pull you out of here because 7 years of tribulation is coming. Okay, so she does this music video. You see that first image that you see? That's the Hindu goddess Kali, which is the goddess of violence and destruction. You see, she got the blood on her sword, and you see she's got many arms. You see that? And she's got this guy's head, but the blood's dripping out of his neck. Okay? And she got many other heads that are around her. Okay? So this is the god Kali, and now this rapper does a video. And in the middle of the video, she keeps saying, this is the chant. Sticking out your tongue, girl. Sticking out your tongue, girl. That's what she keeps saying through the whole video. Sticking out your tongue, girl. Because this is what the image of Kali is. You see how they have her? That isn't a bad shot. That's other people behind her dancing, waving their arms, so that she looks like she has many different arms, so she'll look like Kali. You understand? The music video was released November 12, 2015. The Paris attacks happened November 13th, 2015. Go to the next page. Here you have, in the video, you see those separated, those are all caskets. So they got these caskets and they're lined up right next to each other. If you could see it well enough, all the people that are laying in the caskets have plastic body bags on, okay? Now, the caskets are 10 rows across and 13 rows down. And you would have to watch the video, which I don't suggest, don't listen to it. You could count how many rows are, 13 rows down, 10 rows across. That would mean there's 130 caskets, okay? So it has 10 rows of coffins with people in body bags. There are 13 rows of 10, 130 dead people. Now, in the video, she says this. And you could scratch out that word, that middle word. I'm sorry that got in there. But it says this. It says, smoke in your eyes. This is what she's rapping. Smoke in your eyes. So open your eyes. The joke's on you guys. You ain't got to be a Mason to see some of this on occasions. Okay? So she's saying, smoke is in your eyes. You're not seeing what we're doing. Open your eyes. You don't have to be a Mason to see what we're doing on this occasion. Okay? She's letting you know who she's working for. Okay? Here we go. Let's go to the next page. It says Kali, New York, Empire State Building. They put a picture of Kali on the New York, on the Empire, on the Empire State Building on August 8th, 2015. So now, if they put this on the building, do they know that the video is going to be released the day before? They put this image on the building on the Empire State Building, August 8th, 2015. That's very important. We're going to get back to that. Okay? Go to the page, next page. Paris Massacre music video one day before it happens. Then this is what happened. On the evening of the 13th, November 2015, a series of coordinated terrorist attacks consisting of mass shootings, suicide bombings, hostage taking occurred in Paris, the capital of France, its northern suburb, Saint-Denis. Now, I want you to know Saint-Denis is a black area and it's a very bad area. It's kind of like South Central LA. They called it the 93. Because so they would say, I put a quote from one of the kids, like, why it says you would have to be tougher than that to deal with a kid from the 93. It's kind of like saying if they call South Central the 77, because of the precinct that was in that area, they called it the 93. Okay. So remember, St. Denis is called the 93. Okay. It says, occurred in Paris, the capital of France, in the northern suburb, Saint-Denis, the 93. It says, beginning at 21:20, three suicide bombers struck near the city of De France in Saint-Denis, followed by suicide bombings, mass shootings at a cafe, restaurant, and a music venue in Paris. So several different events are being coordinated all over, okay? The attackers killed 130 people, the same amount of caskets that's in the video, okay? Including 89 in the theater, and it says they took hostages before engaging in a standoff with the police. 368 people were injured, 80 to 89 seriously. Seven of the attackers also died, while authorities continue to search for the accomplice. The November attacks were the deadliest on France since World War II, and the deadliest in European Union since the Madrid train bombing in 2004. Okay, there was a bombing on the train in Madrid in 2004, March 11, 2004 is exactly 911 days after 9/11. Do you see that? You understand that? So they had a train bombing exactly 911 days after 9/11 in Madrid. So you think somebody didn't count those days off? Okay, we're gonna look. Okay, so it says the Madrid bombing took place in March 11, and guess what? Look, the same day in 2020, worldwide shutdown also happened March 11th, okay? So I just want you to know they plan it. Things are being planned, okay? 2015 Paris attack, CNN. Here is a look, November 15th, 2015, attacks in Paris, killed 130 people, wounded 494, attackers armed, assault rifles, explosives in six different locations. Now, this is what Ken said. He said, you should consider something more appropriate for a black kid from the 93, meaning St. Denis, okay? Which is where the bombing took place. Let's go to the next page. It gets more interesting. It gets more interesting. They put the picture of Kali on the Empire State Building on 8/8/2015. Okay? The event happened 11/13/2015. Okay? The difference between the days between this and these two is 97 days. Okay? Now, let's look at this. Okay. You see the jersey that she has on in the first picture? You know what number that is on the front of that jersey? Okay. Now she turns around in the video. She has an 8 in the front and an 8 on the shoulder, so she has 2 8s. Okay? And so that's August 8th, 2015. And now look down at the other picture that is there. What's the 93? That's the city where the bombing took place. They call it the 93. Okay? So they got on, all the girls that are dancing got on the number 93. Because this is going to happen in St. Denis, which is called the 93. Now, what do they have on their hats? 97. Wait a minute. From the time they put the thing on the Empire State Building to the time of the bombing was 97 days. So can they really plan it that well? It was exactly 97 days. Then, okay, so now you have, they planned how many days it's going to be from the time they put this thing on the building, and they put the date that they put it on the building, 8/8, on her jersey, and then they put the city where it's going to happen on the other outfit with 97 on the top of their hats, because that's how many days apart it took from the time of putting on the building to the time of the actual event. Then they put in the video 130 caskets, and then when the event happens, 130 people get murdered. Now, you didn't watch it, but I watched it. They were getting ready to kill a girl. She was squatted under the table in the restaurant, but the guy looked, he had the gun pointed at her, and then he looks like somebody talked to him, and it was like, he can't kill her, that would be too many. So he just walked away. And it wasn't like he didn't have any more ammo, but they had a certain amount of people that they had planned, and it had to match with the video that they had planned. You understand? So, if you're watching this and you're looking, I want you now to go to Ephesians chapter 6. Because a lot of us are thinking, oh, things will get better. Like I hear the demons are going through psychological classes, and they're really starting to come around. And we're not thinking, okay? Everybody, we would all love the world to get better. But the problem is, the Bible says it's not going to get better until Jesus comes. A matter of fact, the Bible says it's going to wax worse and worse until Jesus comes. You understand? So when I'm asking you to accept Jesus Christ, and to make Jesus Christ number one in your life, I'm trying to tell you, you're saving yourself from what's coming. You're saving yourself from what is after this body once you leave. You're saving yourself because a lot is going on in this world that you don't know about. But God knows all of it. God knew what they were doing. God knew. You understand? They're not hiding their evil from God, but they're doing things, okay? Now, in verse 10 of Ephesians chapter 6, it says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you may take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood." And I really want to say that. I hope Jokas is watching, because sometimes it looks like it's between him and the police. Any police that come to you while you're witnessing is an opportunity to witness. That's not an opportunity to fight or stand for your rights. That's an opportunity to say, "Hey, man, I want you to know you need Jesus too." Amen. You understand? Because we wrestle not. And if Satan can get you away from understanding that the fight is not between you and another fleshly human being, but between you and this. Here it is. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of the dark world, and against spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm, then with the belt of truth, the buckle around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace." That means you know the word, okay? "In addition to all this, take on the shield of faith, and with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and the word of God," which is the word of God, "and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints." So God is giving us a way to survive this, okay? The way to survive this is, first of all, realizing who you're fighting against. When your mind gets off of that this is a spiritual fight, and you start thinking you're in a physical fight, and you start hating someone, or you start like hoping evil on that person but your fight's not against them. And I guarantee you, if you pray against the spirit that's guiding that person can be relieved from that spirit, and you and that person might become good friends. They just don't know how to get rid of the spirit. Every time you walk in a room, they hate you, and they don't even know it. They don't know why they hate you. They just, as soon as you walk in, they hate you. So you got to pray that spirit off of them, so when you walk in the room, they don't feel that anymore. You understand? This is a spiritual battle. Okay? Listen. I've told you guys many things that have happened. How when they were going to burn up Northern California, and they did the beer commercial, and in the beer commercial, they told you exactly what date they were going to start the fires. All those people lost their homes, lost lives, and you think, "Oh, it was just an electrical current that did it. Oh, the General Electric, whatever, there that caused the fire. Oh, there was a campfire," you know. So we just tend to just go along with whatever the news is telling us. And then you get firemen saying, oh my goodness, I've never seen a fire that was so hot it burnt the wheels off of a car. And they're like, this is different. Because they knew it was. But in San Diego, they were getting in trouble for speaking about the severity of the fires. They couldn't talk about it with the media. Why? Because they'd never seen nothing like it before, and they knew it wasn't right. So we have to know and understand something. Look, 9/11 didn't just happen. Everybody knows. The bombings, they just didn't happen. The school shootings, they just don't happen. I could send you guys all a video of Bill Clinton apologizing for the MK Ultra program of brainwashing people to get them to do what you want to, and using different people and military people in this brainwashing scheme, and they're still doing it. They apologize, but that don't mean they stopped.
Right.
So know and understand. This past few months ago, we had like 8 school shootings in 2 weeks, right? It was crazy. And everybody thought, what is going on? All these shootings. MK Ultra. I just go like this, MK Ultra again. MK Ultra again. Okay? They go, oh my goodness, this kid, he's just sitting in his room and he's posting things on social media. And he's 17 years old, and he lives with his grandmother, and she's receiving Social Security. She could barely take care of him, but all of a sudden he's got three $14,000 guns and $70,000 worth of ammunition. And he's like, how did he get all of that? But we don't think that this is, we don't think, you understand? My job is not to scare you about what's going on in the world. My job is to tell you it's going on in the world. And it's not going to get better. And God is rapturing the church out for a reason. Because God is telling you it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. And God wants you to hold on to your salvation no matter what. No matter if you're walking strong in Christ, or you're not, or you're stumbling, but you're still walking. You understand? My thing is, don't give up, hang in there, repent, keep Christ in your heart, keep going. Because what you're holding on to is the salvation of your soul and your escape out of a world that is infested with Nephilim beings. Okay? We have to really wake up. Now, we went over the fact that Jesus' name is in the Bible before the New Testament. That just told me, going through those codes, you know, that just told me that if Mary is encoded in the Old Testament, that means God already knew who Mary was before Mary came into existence. And if all the apostles' names were already, their parents didn't name them, God named them and just put it on their parents' heart to give them the names. You understand? This is what this tells me. It tells me that there is a great God up there who controls the minds and hearts of men, and we better realize how powerful he is, and that the Jesus that we have has the power to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Amen. He will save us. So secondly, by showing you what Missy Elliott did in this video, was showing you that they plan stuff. Mm-hmm. There's a bomb, they're running a marathon, but there's a bombing at the marathon. Oh, yeah, but they had nothing to do with it. It was just some crazy person. Robert Bernard said this. He said, if the Illuminati didn't exist, he said the earth would be quiet. But Satan requires sacrifices. Okay? I was following the watch game, you know, all into watches. And a billionaire guy, watch guy, came on right after, and he said three times, and I know who he associates with, because I stopped watching him. I was like, you shouldn't even be watching these people, because these are like Illuminati people. And he says three times, I want to thank Kobe for his sacrifice. And he says it three times. I want to thank Kobe for his sacrifice. And I'm like, as I watch all this stuff going on, I'm going, because nobody wants to see. Everybody wants to ignore that there's evil going on in the world and it's getting worse. You understand? So why are people not excited about the rapture? Who doesn't want to get out of here? Half those people that were shot in France were sitting at a restaurant, just enjoying an evening with their families. And they planted it in a video, and they got a Hindu god on a building. They're planning it for the next 97 days, and we're going to do this. And you got all these innocent people sitting there, and they pull it off. And you go, and now they're going to move on to their next thing they're going to do. And we're not thinking that we want to get out of here so God can come and clean this place out and get rid of the evil that's in the world. Yes. You're hanging on to Jesus for a reason. Do whatever you can, do whatever you're doing, because God is with you, and you can live in this world and do the things that you're doing in this world, and God will watch over you as his children. Don't walk away from Jesus, because when you walk away from Jesus, all you're doing is walking away from your chance to have life.
Yes.
You guys, I the Lord wanted me to document this. Because I had everything documented. Some of you guys forget about stuff. I don't forget about nothing. I got documentation of kids that were being kidnapped and trafficked. I got documentation of that. I made sure that I don't forget that there was really child trafficking going on. Some people want to forget, oh, well, Trump's not in anymore, so let's forget about it. No, there was child trafficking going on. And you guys have to realize it. Okay? There's a lot going on in the world that you don't understand. You guys got to realize it. And you guys got to be thankful you have Jesus. And you got to be thankful that God has a plan to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. We should be celebrating the fact that God has a plan to get rid of them.
Yes.
I'm with Jesus. I am 100% with Jesus. So now, tomorrow, we're going to look at God's plan. In Hebrew, and how God set this whole thing up. God set it up in the Bible, I would say for you to find it, I guess for me to find it and show it to you. Because he set it up in the Bible so that you can see when it's gonna happen, how it's gonna happen, how he's gonna come down, how you're gonna go up, how you're gonna meet with Christ, how the angels are gonna be there waiting to greet you with all your family members that have gone before you. He's shown me what the plan is, okay? And how he set it up so that you can see, because what he gave me, he says line upon line, precept upon precept. And what that means is everything that I've shown you, you can prove. There's no wacky scripture that you pulled out of nowhere. Everything is documented so that they can see that I have this planned, and I have it planned for 2022. So be prepared and be happy that you're getting away from this Nephilim environment. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're still alive.
We live? Okay.
Good word.
I might want to borrow that tire then.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can I borrow yours?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ephesians 2:19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Father God, we just thank you for this word. Lord, we pray, Lord, that it would strike deep into the hearts of those who are seeking truth. Father, I'm praying for the spirit of prophecy, of wisdom, of revelation to be given to your people. Lord, I'm praying that we would understand the times that we're living in and be able to connect the dots that your word is pointing us to. Lord, help us not to desire to predict the future, but to know the God who holds the future.
Amen.
So, Father God, we just thank you for this word. I pray, Lord, that we would be like temples, getting ourselves ready to be your dwelling place, your Holy Spirit, Father, just like I just read. So, Lord, let us take your word seriously. Let us invest our time wisely, and let us prepare our lives and our families to be standing before you. Lord, let us have boldness, courage, and conviction to share the gospel like never before. Anoint your people now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, take off.